This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Ballerina Lauren Anderson has been described in the New York Times as charismatic, dazzling, and spellbinding. She's the Houston Ballet's first African-American principal dancer and is one of the few African-American ballerinas in the U.S. to have danced all the great classical roles in such ballets as Swan Lake, The Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, and La Sylphide. She's been with the Houston Ballet in one form or another since the age of 7 when she began training at the company's academy. The company's artistic director, Ben Stevenson, has choreographed several ballets for Anderson, including Cleopatra. But when she was about 13, he gave her some discouraging advice. So before we meet Lauren Anderson, let's ask Stevenson about that advice he gave her.
When Lauren was 13, as she's always been, she was a dynamite, you know, a great personality, great worker and great energy. But actually, she was a little heavy and muscular. And so I suggested to her that, you know, she's such a talented girl that she perhaps the ballet scene would not be for her physically, but more the Broadway thing. And this wasn't to say she wasn't talented, but a way that I felt physically she could be more successful. And of course, she worked very hard and worked in many different ways to lengthen her muscles. And of course, lo and behold, she's a ballerina with the company now. So it proved me wrong.
What are the kinds of moves that won't work with a body that's too muscular or, you know, isn't of the idealized ballet proportions?
I think it's like looking at a fat giraffe, you know, or something like that, or fat crane or some bird or something. I mean, you're just in ballet, the lines, the long lines of ballet, I think are very important. And somehow over the years, it's been something that the steps, the arabesque, the different positions look so much better when it's not performed by a fat person. I mean, I think it's
Lauren Anderson was never fat.
No, she wasn't fat. But I mean, heavy then. Heavy is, I think even if you go and see a Broadway show, you know, you don't really see fat people in it. You see some very, you know, dancing, just the exercise and the amount of energy one uses keeps you trim. But then it's the way I think Lauren was working in the beginning was in a very thigh-building way, and so her legs and that were heavier. And so when she stopped doing that, and she sort of understood, and she's very smart, the legs and the muscles and everything became longer and trim, which was more suited for the ballet.
You've choreographed several works for Lauren Anderson. Are there aspects of her body, her style of movement, that you love taking advantage of when you choreograph for her?
Well, at the beginning, I found that Lauren had a lot of energy. She has a great jump, for instance, and she turns very well. So she's a strong technician. But then as I've gone on working with her, I found that she's developed into really a very good actress. And so that gives her more scope, really. So the last ballet I did for her, Cleopatra, was not so much the great big technical ballet, but one that really relied more on her as an artist, actress, dancer.
When you took over the Houston Ballet, there were very few African Americans in ballet. I'm not sure there are exactly many African Americans in ballet now, but were you at all concerned that an African American dancer would stand out too much in the corps de ballet, where there's a certain symmetry that's really emphasized? Did you have any concerns at all about having, you know, a black dancer in the company?
I suppose in the beginning you think, well, I've always used to working with 18 white swans, you know, or something in Swan Lake, and now I'm going to have 17 white and one black, you know. And then I thought, what am I going to do about that? Then I thought, well, just get over it. You've got to start somewhere, so just get over it and just go ahead and do it. And then, you know, in the end, you get two or three black swans in amongst that thing. And so somehow you just have to get over it and go ahead. And so that's now my way of thinking about it. If the person can do it, then I think, you know, they should. It's very exciting when you find someone that's unusual who has talent, I think. And I think it's very exciting when you find, you know, even if you've got white dancers, it's such a joy to find one of them who's unique and has something to offer of themselves, that they're not just 18 people all the same, but you're looking for different personalities. And then Lauren, to me, is one of those personalities that makes up my company.
Well, on that note, I think we should meet Lauren Anderson. Ben Stevenson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ben Stevenson is the artistic director of the Houston Ballet.